T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WILK News Radio and the Morning News. Nancy and Jason on this morning after this horrific shooting in a Texas elementary school. The death toll is now at 19 children.
And two adults. And the two adults are reported to be teachers. The words I could use to describe are sadness and anger. Sadness, obviously. We know why.
Yeah.
Anger, because it seems like nothing gets done. Nothing gets done. I know what I believe should be done. And we'd also like to hear, folks, what you think could be done. Because people saying, oh, it's mental illness. There is mental illness on this globe, everywhere. This is a uniquely American problem. Still trying to get information as to what exactly happened before this 18-year-old got into the school. We do know that on his birthday, it's reported the 18-year-old gunman bought himself 2 automatic weapons. Still waiting to find out, were those the ones used in the shooting? But there are reports that there was some kind of an interaction with law enforcement. He critically injured his grandmother. The report at first was killed. She is still alive, at least last report that I saw. Then he got into his vehicle. He drove and got into an accident near the school. The question, and hopefully we'll get some answers as to what happened before he got into that school. Was there some kind of gunfight with law enforcement, and yet he was still able to get into that school and kill 19 kids and 2 teachers? What do you think can be done? Doing nothing is not an option, at least not for me. And I think it's not for the majority of people in this country.
By default,
we cannot keep watching this happen and saying, oh, well, my freedoms. Something has to be done. If at the very least, how about background checks for every single purchase? How about you threaten to shoot up your graduation? You can't buy a weapon. How about that at the very minimum?
You know who?
Just disgusting.
I would like to almost personally call on people who are gun owners and the people who like to go to the range and like the power. There's a guy, a listener I haven't talked to. I don't want to say his name unless he wants me to, but his Facebook profile, Nancy, if I'm being honest, scared me at first because he's like, everything's guns, 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 guns. But when I talk to him, we share a lot of the similar views. He just really loves weapons and so.
Glorification.
You could say that.
However, why are we glorifying them? Weapons, the NRA of the past, that wasn't what it was about.
He is for these background checks. The people who are the good guys with the guns, the law-abiding citizens who are not going to ever do this should be the ones standing up going, yeah, you know what? Let's work together here to stop this, to keep it out of people that aren't like us.
Most gun owners do want this too. Most of them do. But it's a very powerful lobby. The gun lobby is extremely powerful. They have a lot of money and they buy up those senators. They buy them. So nothing is done. It's disgusting. It's got to stop. Money before our children. The wails of the parents last night breaks my heart. Reporters talking about hearing the screams inside of that school where they were holding the parents. Not that school, but I guess they were off at a different location where the parents were. It's got to stop. Mitt Romney, tweet. Grief overwhelms the soul. Children slaughtered. Lives extinguished. Parents' hearts wrenched. Incomprehensible. I offer prayer and condolence, but no, that is grossly inadequate. We must find answers. Mitt Romney is one of the top recipients of NRA money. Over $13 million in his bank. It's got to stop. You guys, we'd love to hear from you. 570-883-0098.
I know, I don't know if you'll think it's a big deal or not. It's happened a couple times. You'll say it's an automatic weapon. It's a semi-automatic weapon. For whatever, that's a big thing with people who are gun owners. They want to make it very clear.
I don't
want
to get into the technicals. We had an assault weapon ban. We need it again, period.
I just want to say, I don't want to get bogged down in that.
No, we will bog me down. I don't care. Assault weapon ban was there. It expired. Okay. And it should be back in place.
Paul is on the phone from Springbrook. Paul? Thank you for your patience. Yeah. Paul, you think we need some stronger laws?
No, I think I agree with Randy. I think we need to endorse the laws that we have.
Enforce them.
Yeah, and I believe that every teacher should be trained and carry a handgun. Because obviously the cop outside got shot and whatever, he was able to get by him.
Yeah, so how is a teacher? I got to ask that, Paul. How is a teacher going to do what law enforcement can't?
Well, Nancy, if everybody had a gun, you know what? Somebody might have taken it away.
Holy
yeah,
moly.
Yeah, Nancy, wait, before you hang up on me.
I'm not hanging up. Listen, I'm not mad at you. Listen to me. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad because you think a teacher is going to do something that a trained
No, you asked me what I think could help.
I know, but I want to know the answer to that, because how do you answer it when you had law enforcement outside and kids wearing a bulletproof vest? What is that teacher going to do with that gun?
Nancy, that's one thing that could help. But blaming the gun is like me blaming the spoon and the fork for getting me fat. That is ridiculous.
Why do people buy an assault rifle?
You know the things that get me with the left?
Why?
Because they like to shoot
them,
target.
Why? Right. But why? Why not just a regular gun? Why do you have to have one that can shoot really fast and inflict damage like it does?
Back. Do you know why you buy assault rifles? In Ukraine. Look what's happening in Ukraine, Nancy. That's why we have assault rifles.
They're military.
The right to bear arms.
And would you agree they're being misused?
Yeah, the military.
They're military. They're military and law enforcement weapons.
What can we do, Paul?
I love how you get so upset.
I'm upset, Paul. Paul,
yeah,
tell me. Do you think an 18-year-old should be on their birthday buying assault weapons?
Yeah, they should be allowed. You know what I get upset about, Nancy? I get as upset as you are. I get as upset as you are about how the hypocrisy on the left, you could kill millions of babies every day, but that's okay.
All right, when they grow up, they become targets.
Yeah,
look, listen.
But you're pro-birth, you're not pro-child.
But, Paul, I have a question.
Well, what do you mean?
Right, I'm so
amazed that this is the...
I hate when I'm the calm one. That's weird. It makes me very uncomfortable, everybody.
I'm mad.
No, I'm calm. I'm Nancy,
Hang on.
I'm tired of it. Do you know how big of a hole you put in a kid when you kill them with that? Do you know how big of a hole you put in a kid when you shoot them with an assault weapon?
I know
that
hard.
Is not... They'd have to identify these children with
DNA. What about
DNA?
The whole kid? The baby gets put
they
in them when you stab them.
I can't believe this, that we can't even talk about what we're doing to our children.
Stay on topic. Let's stay today, at least. Let's stay on the topic. Paul, what can we do? If you need a minute. What can we do, Paul, to make sure someone like that guy who did this shooting yesterday doesn't use that gun, which he's legally allowed to have, for the wrong reasons? Paul?
Okay, yeah.
What can we do?
I just said to my suggestion, I think we need to enforce the laws. And for one, there's so much we don't know about this guy. Is he an illegal?
You're not. No, he's not. He's been proven. Thank you, Paul.
This is what we do.
Yeah,
this is what we do.
Nancy,
we start blaming all these other things because we don't want to deal with it. They are taking DNA swabs from parents because those kids have just been massacred. They can't even identify them because of these weapons that we're putting in the hands of people whose brains aren't even fully formed.
Yeah, by the way, I'm going to just do a little fact-checking here. Because I've seen that he was transgender. That is not true. There's a meme going around.
Oh, my God. We have mental health issues across this globe. This is not happening everywhere.
There are stories about how he was wanted for murder in El Salvador. That is not true. He was born in North Dakota. He was an American citizen. I'm only saying this because, not to be right, but to make sure the facts get out there. of what we do know. Let's focus on the issue. This kid apparently had some, I mean, it seems very clear, had a severe issues, but let's not, for the same people, I'm going to just make an assumption. He probably would say, don't politicize this today, even though he came in and he got into the argument here. We're start talking about the border. You start turning it into other issues. You bring
we're
it into
staying
abortion.
On point. And I'm the point trying. Is, and this is the, I'm sorry that I can't even understand how we can talk about putting the gun in the hands of a teacher when the guns in the hands of law enforcement are not stopping this. There were guns and an officer in Columbine. There were officers at Parkland. There was an officer armed at the grocery store. There were officers armed at this school yesterday. This is insane. Now you want combat training for teachers. It's like we want to do a million other ridiculous things because we won't do the one thing that would make the most sense, or the two things that would make the most sense. In just a little bit, we will talk with Joe Snedeker and get more of the details. If you've got plans, there may be graduations, there may be parties, there may be, I know I'll be doing the going to the graves as well, attending to those. You can, we'll get the details with Joe Snedeker, 570-883-0098.
If there's something I'm really looking forward to, I'm fairly certain we're not going to talk about this shooting with Joe Snedeker.
No.
That to me is something that I am just, it's like I feel like I'm in a desert and there's an oasis and I'm thirsty. Mm-hmm. I'm longing for anything else, but this is so important. We have to keep going forward with
it. I just feel like people are going to be sending their kids to school today. And again, I know exactly how that feels. My daughter's going to school as well after what happened at Sandy Hook. My daughter was 8 at the time. Right. It's extremely, extremely disturbing. We're going to get you up to date in just a few minutes on the latest from Texas. ABC News will have a status report for us. We do know that 21 people were killed in that mass shooting at the Texas elementary school, 19 of them kids, 2 of them reported to be teachers. The attack took place at Robb Elementary School. Second, third, and fourth grade students. You're just starting to see pictures now coming out of the victims. It's extremely sad to even think about. So if you would like to check in with us and we can talk about what can be done moving forward, since nothing's been done. I've often said the biggest failure we had was doing nothing after the Sandy Hook massacre. We're now seeing the second worst elementary or school shooting
for me,
in our nation's history.
For me, I think one of the most telling points about how this continues to go on is this. I've seen zero mentions of Columbine on any of the news reports. There was a point in my life when that was the story.
You know,
we went back to it. We've moved past that.
Columbine parents are now in their early 30s. I saw where people but their parents now, some of them of kids that are in school. I can't even imagine that, you know, what they went through and to think, you know, the kids back in school again and still happening. There's reports that Chuck Schumer has started a process that could force the Senate to hold votes on 2 House-passed bills to expand background checks for gun purchases. I mean, that is the bare minimum that should be done. So I think this is that House Bill 8 that we were talking about before. If you want to give us a call, 570-883-0098. If you want to tell us specifically what you think can or should be done, or maybe you're just going to say, this is what we're dealing with and we're going to accept that. I don't accept it.
Right.
I don't accept this at all. And now we're seeing them buy armor. Can we also add into the things that should be done? You cannot buy a bulletproof vest as just your average civilian. Must you be in law enforcement or the military? Does that make sense? What? Other than now, I guess if I'm a student, I might be like, I want to buy a vest. Every day I'll wear a vest to school.
You can. They sell them on Amazon if you want
ridiculous.
To. I don't think the vest itself is a concern. But again, if you start saying, wait a second, there is a vest and then you purchase this and you purchase guns. Wait a second here. Something doesn't seem right. Because something doesn't seem right in that situation. Somebody said earlier, and look, emotions run high. It's hard to be very real when you kind of sound different. You kind of had a got intense, and that's or whatever. Someone just said, "Stop yelling! It's a talk show." Well, you know what? Today, maybe, just maybe, it's
there's a lot of news, anger out there, and you
news
know
yell
what?
Radio could I'm, be.
I am usually I've always been of the working with other people, trying to come to some common sense solutions. I'm all for that. I'm so out of patience with the one side that will do nothing. I mean, there's no discussion. There's nothing. You know what they do? Let's lay low for a couple of weeks till it blows over. And then another one will happen. And they'll do the same. Let's lay low until this blows over.
And it will.
Demand better. Someone texted us and said, you know what I'm spending my morning doing? Calling my legislators, asking them to get something done. And you can certainly do that. In fact, I shall find the phone numbers for you to call. Now, you can try calling Pat Toomey, but Pat Toomey's leaving. So, think he'll do anything brave on the way out? We'll see. 570-883-0098. We will be talking to Snedeker in a bit because we do have a holiday weekend approaching. And many of you have plans. There's graduations. There's other outdoor events that you probably want to know about the weather details. So, we'll get to that in just a little bit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The suspect did crash near a ditch here nearby the school. That's where he exited his vehicle with, I believe it was a rifle. And that's when he attempted to enter the school where he was engaged by law enforcement. And unfortunately, he was able to enter the premises. And then from there, that's when he went on and entered several classrooms and started shooting his firearm.
21 people are dead, 19 of them kids at an elementary school in Texas. This is the morning news on WILK at 7:36. We're at 53 degrees, getting up to 75. A pretty nice day, partly sunny. We will talk to Snedeker in a bit. If you've got plans for the holiday weekend, we'll let you know what's going on because big Memorial Day weekend on the way.
We have a whole bunch of people who've been hanging on here. Let's go over to Sabrina in Jessup. You have an idea as to what you think might help this situation with gun violence and these mass shootings?
I don't so much think that I have an idea. I think that there are plenty of ideas out there and that people just need to do their research and talk to their senators and talk to the people in office. You know, go to your local boroughs and sit and think about what we can do about this. You know, see if it's even on their minds yet.
I'm sure it's always on their mind. And I think some people are like, how could we get something done to stop this? And other people say, how do we make sure we don't have anything done to stop this? If that makes sense. Like, I don't think any, I truly believe nobody wants to see this happen, but it seems to be a side effect of like
of doing nothing,
of freedom. Like, you know, we're fighting for freedom. So as a result, these things happen, but it's the price you pay for freedom. I've heard
really?
That argument.
So we've
I'm not saying it's my argument. I've heard that.
Slaughtered for someone else's freedom to go shoot up the target in the backyard.
I'm not saying it's right. I've heard that argument.
I'm putting it out there. I'm not asking you to defend it. I'm saying my freedoms, it's not worth the blood of our kids.
Sabrina, do you think,
I agree.
Do you think 18-year-olds should be able to get these weapons?
No, raise the federal rate or the age for owning a gun to 21. You can't buy beer, but you can buy a gun. That's ridiculous.
Well, and then you have people say, well, we put them in the military, but at least they're trained in the military.
Why are we putting 18-year-olds in the military?
I agree. It's a very different...
having trouble getting people. Listen, thank you for calling. I wish it was under different circumstances because this is a downer of a subject, but it's important, you know?
570. Right.
Thank you.
570-883-0098. If you want something done, call your legislator, call your congressperson, call your senator. 570-883-0098.
Eric in Plymouth, thanks for being patient. You think it's a society problem, correct?
I do.
Oh, pick up your phone. Are you there? Hello.
Yo.
Yeah. The, I don't know what's happening.
Can't hear it. Hang sorry.
On. We'll go back to you if we can after in a bit. Let's go to Frank in Hanover. Frank.
Hello.
Frank, what's up?
Well, I'm watching Laura Ingraham last night, and I could see where the spin is. Democrats are coming for your guns. Okay, so it's not like let's try to figure out what happened and try to. And then the argument that I hear from on Fox was, we need to harden these soft targets. You know, you have to go to another. Now, I'm thinking to myself, my God, listen to these people talk. Everything's a soft target. So the guy went into a grocery store. We're going to have metal detectors going to a grocery store. They had shootings in theaters. I mean, I can name a zillion billion soft targets, but is that the answer?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like doing anything but what everybody knows, the big elephant in the room is. It's crazy. At first it was, let's put police officers in, which, by the way, there have been police officers in many places that ended up getting shot up. Then it was, now let's arm the teachers. How is a teacher going to defend against, now we saw someone come in with a Kevlar vest on and those kind of weapons? They just don't want to do the responsible thing.
I remember seeing one of my son's teachers walking into school with a bag full of books, and she looked like she was struggling with that. I don't know if I'd put a gun in her hand, but that's just me. Not everyone is cut out for that kind of thing.
I don't have there are plenty of very responsible gun owners who I would feel comfortable with if, you know, they would be able to help in a situation like this. The problem is that the person intent on doing harm is you don't have an officer who's alert and at the ready 24/7 on the job. They just don't. The majority of the day in the school is a quiet kind of day. They don't stand there at the alert staring at, you know, outside the window from the time they're there till the time they leave. The person with the intent and the weapon has the advantage. It's the act of surprise. Columbine had an officer. The supermarket in Buffalo had an officer. We're finding out now that there was an engagement with law enforcement before the suspect got into the school.
The text message, Nancy and Jason, reinstate the assault gun ban law, pass national red flag laws, no purchase of firearms until 21, enforcement of gun laws on the books. And that's a lot right there.
I agree. And if we can even get the background checks, that'll be a miracle. Isn't that sad?
It's the morning news, Nancy and Jason, and I don't think I've ever been happier to hear his voice. Yeah. Say something, Joe. Joe Snedeker, Storm Tracker 16, meteorologist. No pressure, Joe.
JB, I love you. I can't live without you.
Oh, my God.
Is that what you want, brother?
Well, we're just, you know, it's been a sad morning. We've been talking about the shooting in the school, so we're trying to lighten it up by talking to you.
Nancy?
Oh, that's what you meant by coming to me. Oh, I see. I had no context.
I'm so sorry, but I tell you, being married, I don't get a lot of affection. That was very sweet of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, yeah.
Oh, man.
And the weather today looks fantastic,
that's
too.
Good
so you guys got a good day today. Yeah, partly sunny, 75. Today is my... Because there's an art to this thing. I'm telling you, cut the grass day, and it should be low humidity. The yard all dry, the grass blades flying off freely into the distance, and quiet weather. Still comfy. Highs near, you know, mid-70s. Tonight. By the way, when I left my house this morning, this is my dilemma in life. 63 at the house. And, Nance, the wife said a little too chilly. What are we going to do about this?
It was chilly. I agree. I'm with her.
But... 2 weeks ago, I shut the heat off, and that's a major, it's like the Frankenstein lever at my house. You know, when that thing is pulled down, I'm not turning it back on.
You have such control.
I'm not saying that, but
I know.
Are you okay with this, or should I put it back on?
Well, here's the thing. I complain that it's cold, but I don't put the heat back on. I just throw on some socks and I cover up. That's all.
Yeah, there's something about, like, plowing through it. That's half the fun, I think. You know, like, yeah, it's cold, but 75 today, it's going to warm up. And it was 85 in our upstairs bedroom last weekend with the heat and humidity. But I love it all. I love all these changes. You don't want to go through life, like, in the blurry middle, never feeling the highs and lows. You want to feel it. You know what I mean? You want to feel it.
I don't know. Middle ground's worked well for me so far.
Okay, whatever. Okay. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, begins our trip towards more muggy weather, but you won't feel it till later in the day. Partly sunny to cloudy on your Thursday, but dry, 73 tomorrow. Friday is looking a little bit more unsettled than, you know, just scattered showers and thunderstorms. There could be a period Friday in the afternoon and evening where we get some downpours, thunderstorms, and prolonged rain. Could be 3 to 6 hours of showers and thunderstorms Friday, muggy, and about 72. Now, Saturday, still scattered showers, muggy, breaks of sun, murky, about 75. The good news is that this should all end Sunday. We're now looking for better weather Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, back to the 80s with sunshine. So it could be a good Memorial Day and starting on Sunday. So better stuff coming then. But Friday and Saturday, not the best at this point.
I know. But, you know, half is better than nothing. So we'll take that.
Yes.
Well, yeah, yesterday at this time, I was going for scattered showers Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But now this big trough in the East Coast is going to lift out sooner than expected. So it's going to dig in deeper for 2 days and then leave, hopefully, by Sunday and Monday. Better news.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We shall talk next hour.
Thank you, Joe.
You've got it. Thanks. Rock on, brothers and sisters.
Bringing you so much love there.
He is so positive. He's living life right. I'm telling you, as far as just, he has the ability to kind of ignore the sadness. Mm-hmm. Or if he doesn't ignore it, he does a good job of not letting us know he's paying attention.
Right.
And that's a really, it's a better way to live life, in my opinion.
53 degrees. Well, yeah. Remember, he's coming in from, you know, he doesn't, like he said, he didn't know the context. We probably should have given him a heads up on that. Someone texted us earlier, OMG, please stop having the Let's Arm Teachers people on. My blood pressure goes up as much as Nancy's. It's sick, sick. Stop giving these people airtime. Emotion works to make change. Show emotion. Yell, cry. It's time. Stop trying to reason with unreasonable people who say stupid things like "Let's arm teachers" or "the Democrats want to walk into my home and take my guns." We have to stop giving air to people who can't or choose not to think. Two separate groups of Sandy Hook parents sued Alex Jones because he said their kids were crisis actors. And his followers have harassed those parents for years. Can you imagine being told your child did not exist? The time for discussion is long gone. The time for emotion and pressure is on. So, folks, yeah, you can call us. You can text us 570-883-0098.
I look at the like different interviews. Fred Gutenberg's daughter was killed in Parkland. I look at that and what his life is now. His life is he's a spokesperson trying to get guns, you know, off the streets.
I don't think we have to get his comments on here, yeah, too, as well.
But my point is this. This happens. His life has changed forever, and now he's living hell. This is all he does is every day think about what happened and try to make sure it doesn't happen again. I don't think I would
so
wish that.
So emotional yesterday watching him because he's like, I'm sorry. We failed you because his whole thing is,
right,
he's been fighting to stop this, and he is just beside himself that he hasn't been able to, along with many others, right, make change happen. It's really difficult.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break, right?
We do. 570-883-0098. What are your thoughts? What do you think can stop the madness?
I am simply going to say this to the families there. You're going to go through pain. It's not right, and it shouldn't be. But I am here for you, and others will be here for you. You will be okay. You will find a path forward. But for the next bunch of days and weeks, you have to get through this, this horror, because people failed. I'm done. They failed our kids again, okay? I'm done. I've had it. You know, how many more times? I look on the House, they're trying to pass things. I look at a president who will sign legislation that makes it to his desk. This was predictable, but it was also preventable. Sadly, the next one that's going to happen is also predictable if we keep doing nothing. And so I am begging Senator Cruz, I sat with you in your office 2 years or so ago. I listened to your nonsense. I listened to your BS. I listened to you explain to me why you thought we didn't need the bare minimum of effective background checks. March into Senator Murphy's office and you be the Republican who says, I've had enough. Because if you don't get your ass out of office, you don't belong there.
It was Fred Gutenberg, right?
Yes. Fred Gutenberg, whose daughter was shot and killed, Jamie Gutenberg, she was shot and killed in the Parkland school shooting massacre.
To me, like I said that before, and it's no disrespect. I respect what he's trying to do. It just seems like his wheels are spinning.
He's furious.
Because he keeps continues to happen.
Talk right. Reasonably. He's tried to talk with the elected leaders. He's tried to summon people together to have the backbone to do this. And he has to keep coming on and talk about another school shooting. By the way, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, his 2015 tweet has resurfaced. Following the Texas shooting, here was his tweet back in October 2015. I'm embarrassed. Texas, number two nation for new gun purchases behind California. Let's pick up the pace, Texans. Hashtag NRA.
There I mean, that's a take right there.
The gun glorification society is what we're in.
Well, I thought about this as well. And, you know, if there's a state where the good guy with a gun law should really work, it's Texas. It really should. When it doesn't happen,
you don't have an address listed. Something happened.
Siri
heard something
so
you said.
It's just when that doesn't happen, when you don't have that good guy with a gun. Because it's amazing.
Here's the thing: we've had good guys with guns in all of these situations,
and that's wonderful.
And it didn't stop them.
Would you? I mean, I think we'd all agree that's great when there is someone who takes down a bad guy like that. That's great when it does happen. I don't think that should always be the failsafe. Or we should at least be willing to acknowledge, okay, well, it didn't work this time. If we don't, we're going to continue to see these things. And it's
going to happen again and again and again. Right. From what I understood, too, and we'll get some more of this as we come back after 8 o'clock, there's a couple of things that Senator Schumer is going to put up for a vote today. One of them includes background checks, but there's a few others as well. And we'll get to that. We'll talk about that because the time is now to at least, again, stop talking about it and put it up there and make these people stand behind their vote.
Will anyone's vote surprise you?
Perhaps.
I don't think it will.
Perhaps.
But, I mean, there's always a chance. I almost wish they say, look, I could parade this up there right now and have a vote that's going to, you know, just go down in flames, or let's find
nothing
something.
Nothing is not an option.
Well, I mean, I said that when with the arming teachers. I'm like, I'm sick of doing nothing. At least try that. If it fails, then at least I know. And it's just
ridiculous.
Nancy, listen, that's a stupid idea. I understand it's stupid. But at least if we tried it and it failed, we could say, well, it didn't work. Let's try something better. It's ridiculous
nothing.
On top of ridiculous after ridiculous.
And now
ridiculous.
They want more ridiculous and more ridiculous. Instead of just saying that there are things we can do, but we just choose not to do them. 570-883-0098. If you want to call us, we will. I'm trying to find that for you here just so we can give you the latest. And we'll keep you up to date, obviously, through the news. We'll have a live report for you in just a bit. But Schumer, let's see. I'm trying to get, sorry, there was a report here.
And someone's texting, we're implying that the shooter didn't go through background checks. No, no one's implying
didn't say that,
at all.
I think that's the bare minimum we should be doing. I honestly believe that these weapons should not be sold. We should extend that assault weapons ban expired, and they didn't have the fortitude to continue it. I think something needs to be said, too, about the age at which these things are purchased. I think we should have red flag laws all over the place. If you, as the shooter did in Buffalo, ever threaten to shoot up anything, you should not be able to buy a weapon for an extended period of time. 570-883-0098.
Before we get to news, this text says it all for me. I'm so sick of hearing this be a left and a right issue. I couldn't agree more. There are people who have both parties in their back pocket, but really want something to be done. But some people are too scared to speak up.
But it is a left and a right issue at this point, because literally the GOP is afraid to do anything going up against the NRA, period. Unfortunately, it is a political issue because of that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.